That's odd. Smells like an Omega. Well, would you look at what I just found? I guess it's my lucky day. That's not a very good hiding spot, little one. The scent you are putting out could be smelled from a mile away. It seems someone didn't time their heat right and ended up starting their heat outside the house. Typical Omega. I'm sure they taught you how dangerous it is for an Omega to be alone, especially when going into heat out in public. It's like a lure to us alphas. Aren't you mated? That's why your smell is like a siren's call. It's your body telling you you need to submit to your purpose. Become someone's good little house Omega. Get mated, get pregnant, all the works. You should be lucky I found you. This could have been so much worse for you. What if one of those big, bad, dangerous alphas came around these parts? What if they caught a whiff of your delicious scent and decided you should be their mate? Clearly, you aren't smart enough to time your heats properly, and that's why you're in a situation like this. You need an alpha. Honestly, it's kind of ridiculous that we allow for Omega rates. It's the right choice for those rare, intelligent Omegas. You know, the ones that fought on the front lines for those rights. But most Omegas, they're like you. Not sluts waiting to be bred. You can't help it. It's your biology. If you weren't meant to be a breeder, then why does your body do this every few months? Is that fear mixing with your arousal? Oh, that's intoxicating. Your body must really want me, but your brain is afraid of me. It shouldn't be. I'm not going to do anything to you. Genuinely. I would never do anything to an Omega who didn't want it. But you are going to be begging for me soon enough. I would say... You got a little bit to go before you lose all sense of yourself and you're begging for my knots. The scent of slick is only going to get stronger, and that's going to attract more alphas, and that's going to be worse for you. There is only one way to make your heat stop. You need a knot inside you. You can keep denying yourself what you need, like a stubborn bitch, or, I don't know, some unruly animal. Or, you can give in and let me take care of you. I already told you, I'm not going to do anything until you give me permission. I can sit back and watch you sweat and whine and get wetter and wetter. You'll be desperate for my knot soon enough. I have all the patience in the world, sweetheart. You just keep being your adorably stubborn little self. Aww. Are you going to try to take the edge off yourself? You know your fingers aren't going to be enough for you. They won't be able to get you off like a knot, but go ahead. Try filling your needy hole with your fingers. It's not going to scratch that itch. You know it. I know it. The only thing that is going to placate you is my knot. But keep being cute. Keep trying to satisfy yourself on your own fingers. It's quite the show for me. It's just going to depend how long it takes for you to break. You will eventually. All Omegas do. They're weak. They like to deny that they're not knot sluts, that they don't want to just be fucked and bred. But at the end of the day, you're all the same. You will always submit to your heat. Gosh, your scent is getting stronger. if your scent was strong enough to attract me before you started playing with yourself, then can you imagine how much stronger it's going to be as you make yourself so much more desperate for a knot? Why do you deny yourself this? You can get a knot anytime you want. I'm right here. I have one to give you. You know, I can tell you aren't well trained. An Omega that went to a school that taught them how to be a proper Omega would never deny themselves a knot when they're in heat. They also wouldn't tell an Alpha no, but that's a different subject. Once you give in and I place my claim on you, I'll train you up nicely. Take the word no out of your vocab. It's not like you're gonna need it with me. I think the second thing I would do is make sure you are good and bred constantly. A baby in your belly is what an Omega like you needs. Oh, isn't this fun to think about? Aw, are you getting more turned on thinking about your new life while you pitifully try to get yourself off? I told you, your fingers aren't going to be enough for a greedy Omega like you. The fear is starting to abate. I'm sure that is what has been keeping the other Alphas away from you. Most Alphas, they don't like an Omega that smells even the faintest bit of fear, but I don't mind it. I love when the smell of fear completely abates and gives over to just pleasure and arousal and happiness. Your fingers feel good, but not as good as my knot would, huh? I bet you want it badly. It's just sitting right here, underneath my skirt, nice and hard and waiting for you. All you have to do is ask nicely and I'll fuck you. Right now, my cock is just enjoying the show you are putting on while trying to retain any amount of stubbornness. The illusion of being an independent Omega is really important to you, isn't it? It must be, or else you wouldn't deny your body what it needs for this long. How long have you been hiding down this alley before I found you? Was it only a few minutes? A few hours? I am willing to bet money that with a scent like yours, it was only a few minutes. If I hadn't been passing by and caught a whiff of your heat, then it just would have been a different Alpha. A much meaner Alpha. One that would have taken you right then and there despite your wishes. You could already be mated to a different Alpha with a baby on the way instead of uselessly thrusting your fingers in and out of yourself. Trust me, those fingers, they're not going to be enough. You should just give in already. Yeah, it's not going to be long now until I get what I want. You are going to be breaking for me soon. I can't wait to hear those beautiful words pass through your lips as you sweetly beg me to fuck you. And because I'm not mean, I'm not unfair, I'm not rude, I'm just going to give it to you. I take care of my things even when they're being stubborn and hurting themselves. That's all you're doing at this point by trying to hold out, by denying yourself. The only person suffering is you. And you are quite beautiful in your suffering. I'm enjoying the show and how pathetic you look the more you deny yourself. You should just give in. You going to beg for me? Going to beg for my knots? Submit to your baser instincts and let me help you? I'm just an Alpha trying to help an Omega in need. You can trust me. I've kept my word that I'm not going to touch you until you ask me to. Let me help you, little Omega. What was that? I didn't hear you. I'm going to need you to use your words, little Omega. Try again and be louder for me, sweetheart. I don't know if that's enough. Really, a stubborn Omega like you is used to getting whatever you want as soon as you beg for it, aren't you? Such a spoiled little slut. Has no one ever taught you any manners? You clearly don't respect alphas despite every single one of your instincts screaming at you to give in and submit. Your body wants you face down, ass up, spreading your hole so that my knot can put a baby inside you. Does a bratty Omega like you even deserve my knot? I'll take pity on you just this once, if you can say something for me. You're going to repeat after me. Ready? Please, Alpha. Fuck some manners into me. And breed me like the Omega bitch I am. Good. Now put it all together. Please, Alpha, fuck some manners into me and breed me like the Omega bitch I am. Good, Omega. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Get into position for me. I'm going to lift up my skirt. It'll be good for you to get fucked while your bottoms are around your ankles and I'm still clothed. It'll hammer in your position as an Omega. Look at that ass of yours. Ooh, I like that sound. I like it a lot. I think you should get used to that feeling. Your ass looks even better with my handprints lingering on it. Spread your hole for me. Would you look at that? You are dripping with slick. It's running down your thighs. I can't believe you had the audacity to tell me you didn't want my knot. That you didn't need to be fucked. That you aren't a knot slut in heat when you're this fucking wet for me. You're delicious, sweetheart. Don't worry. There is plenty of time to taste you later. I've been denied long enough and want to feel you around my cock. Little Omega asked me to fuck you politely one more time. Good sluts. You have all the makings of a well-trained Omega. You just need an alpha with a firm hand to guide you. I'll be sure to give you that after I give you this. Fuck. You're tight. Yeah. Am I the first alpha to enter this hole? Not that it matters. I'm going to be the last alpha to ever fuck you. No one is going to be given a chance at you. Going to be a properly mated Omega now. Keep you fucked and bred up. Everything an Omega could ever want. It's what you've always wanted despite telling yourself otherwise, isn't it? You try so hard to be a strong, independent Omega. To not be a slave to your instincts that scream at you to submit to every alpha that exercises dominance over you. It must get so tiring being so fucking stubborn. But that's not something you have to worry about anymore. No. All you have to worry about is being a good submissive Omega to your dominant alpha. That's all you need to worry about from now on. Nothing else. You can make me the bad guy all you want. Pretend to be some innocent Omega that got taken by a big, bad alpha, but if this isn't what you wanted, if this wasn't what you wanted, then why were you outside, alone, going into heat? I'm sure this was your way of attracting a mate because you couldn't do it the old-fashioned way. You weren't trained. No alpha wanted to take the time to break you of your brattiness, to mold you into the perfect omega for breeding. You should be lucky. You smell so fucking enticing that I couldn't resist. Oh, that I find it fun for an omega to be so strong-willed, to think that they're going to, I don't know, to think that they're so independent that they can refuse what biology tells them that they need, because in the end, they will always end up like this. You are always going to end up being a slut, face down, ass up, in an alley, getting fucked and mated. It's what an omega like you deserves, to be bred like a cheap $2 whore. Look at that fucking mark on your ass. Oh, you can take more than that, can't you? Can't you? Oh yeah. You like being spanked, don't you? Oh, of course you do. Most omegas do. You're all sluts that are gluttons for punishment. I was taught that a red ass on an omega is how you know the omega is happiest. Would you say that is true about yourself? The shameless noises you are making would lead me to believe that it's true. That you want to be roughed up and hurt while I pound my cock inside you because that's all you're good for. This is what the majority of omegas are good for. You don't need college or jobs or anything like that. You need to be taken care of, told what to think, and be constantly bred. It's all a not slut like you is good for. A welcoming hole and a womb for me to breed. You're going to look so fucking sexy when your stomach starts to show. It'll be just another physical mark that shows you're claimed by me. You aren't getting out of this one without a mate. This hole is just too fucking good to give up. Moan louder around me. Good. Just like that. Proud of you that you can follow orders. You just... you need a little encouragement, don't you? Figures you need an old-fashioned spanking while being fucked to even realize your role in this world. A firm hand is what an unruly, undisciplined, stubborn omega like you needs to become a sweet, docile, obedient breeder. Going to fuck the brat right out of you. Going to replace that brat with some fucking manners. With a craving for my knot even when you aren't in the heat. I'm going to make an honest omega out of you. It's what you were wanting, clearly. Even if you didn't understand what you were doing, your heat-addled brain listened to its instincts for once in its fucking life and had you come outside to find a mate. Your body knew what you needed before your brain did. Your brain just didn't realize what it was doing, and now you're here getting fucked by some big, bad, stranger alpha. And you're about to be bred up and mated. It's the life that a slut like you always needed. It's what you craved. Yeah, that's it. Say thank you and ask for another. Again. Again. Good omega. Oh, your ass is turning such a pretty, pretty color. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel it starting to catch. Oh, you're about to get a baby in your womb, sweetheart. You're going to be a proper, honest omega. Ugh, no more days of whoring yourself out just for a simple fucking knot. No more having to work a job or provide for yourself. No. Those days are long gone. Oh, God, yeah. All you have to do is be good for me. Let me train you into the good Omega that I know you can be. The Omega that you buried deep inside you because you thought it made you weak. If you were an Omega that actually had self-respect, it would be so much different. But you're just a simple breeder. You're just a simple breeder. Oh, this is what your body was made for. This is what it craves. Succumb to your instincts. Let desire control you. Oh, if you're good, I'll take care of you. I'll always take care of you, my little Omega. Your heat-addled brain wants you to embrace your sweet, sweet Omega side. Your body has been trying to get you to for years. All you have to do is allow it. You'll be so much happier. Trust me, sweetheart. Trust your Alpha. You want to be a good little Omega for me, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. By being good, you'll feel this way all the time. You'll get my cock whenever you want, once you're officially fucking mine. And you'll feel even better once you have my baby in your belly. You feel so fucking good, little Omega. God, you feel it swelling. You feel my knot swelling. It's not gonna be long now until I slam it inside you, tying us together, breeding you, and biting down on your neck, marking you as mine. Permanently. There'll be no questions about it. Turning a whore of an Omega that went into heat on the streets into an honest and pregnant bitch. Fuck. Oh God, yeah. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh God, it's getting bigger and bigger. I'm taking my cock so well. I know the knot hurts. I know it's so big and it hurts, but that's okay. That's okay. Nothing that you can't handle, right? This is what your body was made for. You denied yourself the pleasure of being a mated and pregnant Omega so long. You can handle a bit of pain from my knots. You can handle that. It's so huge and it's sliding in and out of your fucking hole. Yeah, that's it. Keep fucking taking it, my little sluts. Say thank you for my knots. Yeah. You're welcome, sweetheart. You feel that, little O? That's all my cum going straight to your fucking womb, breeding you while you're in heat. A fertile little thing like you is sure to catch on our mating tie. Do you feel how your body is milking my knots? Oh, it feels so fucking good. You're a goddamn natural, despite how much of a stubborn brat you are. Your body still responds like a proper Omega. Your body knows what you are. It's just a matter of changing your brain. But now that you're mated to me, we can begin the training together. Turn you from a disobedient knot slut into an obedient Omega for me. This is going to be so much fun.